the other thing which has attracted me to this river is my lifelong interest in wildlife and in bird life in particular. And as most people know, the Millfaven waterway is naturally important as far as wintering wildfowl and water birds are concerned. And during the winter months, on an allocated day each month, I take part in the Wetlands Bird Survey, which is a national survey which is conducted by the British Trust of Ornithology and the RSPB. And it means going out for an hour before or after high tide and recording not only just the species that are present, but also the numbers within those species. And that's quite a valuable thing to be involved in. Occasionally we have some quite unusual birds that turn up. And for example, this year, just before Christmas, we have a very large number of Canada geese that congregate here during the autumn and winter months. And it was quite unusual that one day somebody actually spotted this goose, which is obviously not part of the main part of the flock. And on close inspection, it turned out to be a bar-headed goose, which is very unusual because this particular goose is a native of Southeast Asia, so way off its normal range. And also during the spring and autumn months, often we see passing ospreys either en route to the breeding grounds up in North Wales and Lake District or in Scotland, or on the way back to the wintering grounds in Africa. It's a special place during the winter months, and I say during the winter months, I mean talking about from August through to April. During the summer months, it's completely different. The shore and the pill is completely devoid of birds, apart from a few seagulls, the odd heron, maybe the odd curlew. But I mean, during the winter months, I mean the waterline and the mudflats are teeming with waders, loads and loads of ducks. The main species that we see, as far as ducks are concerned, are teal, mallard, shelduck, and occasionally widgeon. From a wader's point of view, we have redshank, dunlin, black-tailed godwits, curlew, we have plovers like lapwings, and occasionally we have golden and grey plovers. But at this time of the year, in January, the waterline, especially when the tide is out, is absolutely covered with wading birds, and mainly the lapwing and the redshank. They're the most common.